Texte numéro 3. A master's degree for a mere $7,000. The master's degree business is booming. Tuition for a 30-credit master's in computer science from the University of Southern California costs $57,000. But one highly ranked program at Georgia Tech has taken a very different approach. Its master's in computer science costs less than one-eighth as much as USC, if you learn online. And a new study by Harvard economists found that in creating the program, Georgia Tech may have discovered a whole new market for higher education, one that could change the way we think about the problem of college costs. Georgia Tech charges online students the smallest amount necessary to cover its costs. That turned out to be $500 for a 3-credit class. USC charges online students $5,000 for the same 3-credit class. Charles Isbell helped lead the effort. Mr. Isbell has a PhD in artificial intelligence and machine learning from MIT and teaches those subjects at Georgia Tech. He translated his lectures into well-produced online videos while administering the same homework assignments, midterms, and final exams. Tests are proctored by a company that locks down a student's computer remotely and uses its camera to check for cheating. In theory, on-campus programs offer direct access to professors and peers. Mr. Isbell began noticing differences in that respect between his residential and online students. He was interacting much more with students who had never set foot on the Atlanta campus. "I never see students at my office hours," he said. Many of the thousands of online students, by contrast, are constantly interacting on a website set up for that purpose, where Isbell can log on and help. The on-campus program enrolls only 300 students or so, nearly all top students from other countries. It isn't easy to find room for more. Lecture halls and classrooms are expensive. The online program has nearly 4,000 students, the large majority American. Many have organized study groups in their home cities. At that scale, there is almost always someone else online, day or night, to talk to about a thorny problem in machine learning. People with jobs and families can't just pull up stakes and move to Atlanta or Los Angeles for a year or two to study computer science, nor can they afford to spend $57,000 for a diploma. This year's presidential campaign has featured a robust debate about the cost of higher education. Hillary Clinton has proposed an ambitious and expensive plan to lower the price of college by subsidizing public institutions and lowering interest rates on student debt. But unless these policies are accompanied by strong incentives, like Georgia Tech's, the college cost problem will remain. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2016.